Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo and we're going to learn about keeping in shape, getting in shape, and if you're already tired just because I've said this, oh, Donna, please. I have heard so much of this. I really like being a couch potato. Okay, you can be a couch potato, but I think after we finish talking with Jerzy Gregorek, you're going to have a different attitude about it because physical fitness is something that enables you as an individual, one, to maintain your strength, but two, to clear mental cobwebs. But it's not just the exercise. We're going to be talking about some other things as well. And I'd like to welcome Jerzy Gregorek to the show. Hello, Jerzy.
Hi, Donna. Thank you for having me.
You know, I love the front of the book. The picture of you, your wife, and your gorgeous daughter is just absolutely wonderful. I just think you've made an excellent, excellent choice there. What
Thank
I found
you.
Even more interesting is that when you open up the book, you don't even turn the page, but here is a picture of you in a yoga stance, and you have it on the right on the inside panel here. Right down to the ounce, stating right off the bat, becoming lean and fit is not a matter of training for a few weeks like Rocky the Boxer to become a world champion. You see, that only happens in Hollywood movies. This is just, it's so refreshing to have someone say, folks, you don't need to go out there and kill yourself. I can't tell you how many times people will get started on regimens and they feel like they've got to be like a Rocky, being out there doing all kinds of things, and I don't care whether they're 12, 25, 45, 65. I mean, what is this deal? Why do you think we've become so fixated on that?
We love speed and being quick, and, you know, movies are fantasy, so we try to show that actually we can do something like that and be a Superman. So that's what I said. I real athletes never do that, so it takes, you know, 5-10 years of great coaching and coaches that love the athletes and create pleasant and nice atmosphere. And that's the only way actually to improve and become this champion. And you cannot really become when you, if you push and think about, like Rocky, it's, you would, an athlete would be tired, exhausted, very fast and would, lose probably weight and would never become a boxer.
Boy, I can believe it. Now, I want my audience to know a little bit about you and your beautiful wife. Anelia and yourself came to the United States from Poland. In 1986, you were political refugees from the country you love so much. The Solidarity Movement was going on, and this is a passion for you because both of you, Anelia is a 5-time world weightlifting champion. She holds 6 world records. You, Jerzy, are a 4-time world weightlifting champion with 1 world record. And you founded, as a team, you and your wife founded the UCLA weightlifting team in 2000, and you are the head coaches for this. I mean, your life has been dedicated to it. You both look absolutely fabulous.
Thanks.
And you obviously have this wonderful passion for enabling people to be stronger than perhaps they recognize they could be. But I liked your common sense approach. Where do you think this passion for being so athletic comes from? You and your wife both, did you just come in that way? I mean, were you lifting dumbbells when you were 6 months old?
No. Well, you know, I pick up weightlifting when I was 13, and probably because I was short, the shortest almost in our environment, and big boys wanted to pick up some fights with me, so I just thought, well, I have to make myself strong. So I did. When it comes to my wife, she started Olympic weightlifting later on when she was in 20s. So, weightlifting for us was a savior also. Always was this craft that we could find a solution for any problems, depressions, and not feeling great. So we always had the structure that we could go on and drop our anchor then and be there. Olympic weightlifting is for athletes to make them strong, make them fast, make them agile. So it was introduced in 60s to all other kind of athletes that would need to improve their speed or strength for flexibility beyond the sport. So soccer players started doing it, and wrestlers, and judo, volleyball players, and basketball players, ice hockey players. Everyone who is in any kind of a sport needs Olympic weightlifting as a base. So we thought that people need that too. That something is up there that is not really, doesn't have any base. Fitness doesn't have any kind of base that people could have, that could follow, and then could go on into life and be involved in any kind of recreational activity and enjoy their life. They could be either dancers or play tennis or hike or whatever they love to do. But they would have that base that they would always go and find this mindful and youthful living and be able to coach themselves, correct themselves, find themselves, and find the joy in it and pleasure, and as well as power and whatever they wish, a body, attractive body without pain or medication.
Well, that is a big thing to do. And I think that too often we feel like we've got to go out to try to be like a super athlete. And so many people will start with good intentions, but the action doesn't follow through. And you give so many good tips in your book, but I want to bring up something about a coach that you had that really inspired you about keeping your body happy.
Yes.
And you were 16 years old. Tell us about your coach. Is it Andre?
Andre.
Uh-huh. Okay. Tell us about Andre.
Mm-hmm. It happened when I was 16, and I wanted to become this weightlifter, and I wanted to become like Rocky fast so I could really get it and be incredible. So I decided to run to New Year by forest, and I ran already for about 2 months or three, and then one day when I was lifted weights in the gym, Andre came to me and he said, why are you so slow today? And I look at him and say, slow? I was not aware that I was slow. So he said, yeah, you're slow, so what's going on? And I said, well, nothing. I train. I'm really training hard. And then so he said, so how is it in school? I said, well, it's good. And he said, at home, everything is okay? I said, yeah, everything is fine. So he didn't get the answer, and then he said, okay, tell me today how you, what do you do in the morning? And so I told him, I wake up at 6 a.m. and I run to the forest and come back. It takes me about 1 hour. And he said, run to the forest. Why? And then I said, well, I wanted to add that so I could be faster and better weightlifter. So he said, so would I know whether you should run to the forest or not? And so I look at him, and it was a weird question, and he said, well, yeah, sure. And so then he said, well, I will give you a lesson, one lesson in life. And he said, that, you know, you have to keep your body happy. And then I laugh at that moment because I, for a happy body is kind of a funny thing. So then, but he was serious, so, I started listening. So he said, okay, it is like this. If your body is happy in the morning, so you are ready to wake up, you wake up on your own, you don't have to, have a clock, and then, you are eager for the day, you want the day, you want to come and do what you need to do. You're ready for breaking the small records or do the training the right way. And you are ready for school. You're ready for anything. But if your body is not happy, then you will wake up a little bit tired, a little bit sore, a little bit scared of the day. And if that accumulates, it's getting worse and worse and worse. And it happens because you don't recover because you did too much the day before. So it is a cumulative process day by day. And if you add these days, there are good days, and if you add 10,000 days, you have an athlete. And my job here is to keep your body happy. And if I do it the right way, then I fulfill my purpose and you will become a great athlete. So I thought about that, and I thought, and I instructed my clients in States about this for 20 years, and about keeping the body happy, and it's the whole thing stuck in my brain, and people love the whole idea, you know, happy body and keep your body happy, and improving that way. So that's how it happened.
Well, I wanted you to share your story because you started off at a young age and you had some very good coaching, and his wisdom obviously made an imprint. It hardwired itself into your mind. I have a picture of your wife, Anelia, performing a snatch at the Masters World Weightlifting Championship in 1999. And I'm looking at that and a part of me is going, you have got to be kidding. How did her knees handle that? I mean, I've seen the men, the weightlifters go out. These are humongous guys. They've got stuff wrapped around their knees. I mean, you wonder how they're even able to walk. And they're
well, it's not so dramatic, you know, like women today, they compete in Olympic weightlifting, and they are from about 120 pounds until about 300 pounds, as well as men. And they have weight classes, and usually they have beautiful physiques and a very powerful, strong, agile. More, they look like, cats, like cheetahs or, you know, guepards, and beautiful bodies, very fast, very, very quick and graceful. And weightlifters, compete between, ages from around, 10, 12 year old until 90s.
And, oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I would never have the happy body if I didn't learn from all the mentors before. And then mm-hmm. one of the mentors I met was the one in Melbourne that I competed in 2002 Masters Olympics there. And I saw this 8-year-old weightlifter lifting, and he lifted more weight than was his body weight above his head. It was incredible. When we were teens, you know, we couldn't do it, or the best of us could do that. And that lift transformed me like a poem into Poland when I was in teens. And I thought, my God, you know, if I could make people as strong as this man, 8-year-old, then they would have a good life until they are 80s and 90s and be able to do any physical task they would desire. And they would never need, you know, problems and pains and medications at all in their life. And then, you know, I got it. I could transport all of these exercises from Olympic weightlifting into the Happy Body and all calculations and numbers and give people with disability to the guidelines to coach themselves, create their own workouts and be able to find any calculations and be able to be their own coaches. And what was the most inspiring, this 8-year-old man came with his wife that was probably the same age. He came to the banquet, you know, after the, you know, this games, and he came to the banquet and then pick up this glass of champagne and give it to his wife, and he pick one, and they walk. And they walk with this grace, this this way that there is no any kind of obstruction in the body. The bodies were soft, joyful, and mindful, and happy. It was incredible. It was just like seeing something unbelievable. And I thought, wow, I would like to age like that. I would like to be 80 and be like this man or this woman. It was just incredible. So we started working on it and creating the system that would help people to be this, not to be to train Olympic weightlifting, but you know to have the happy body that is safe with all kind of levels of difficulties that 8-year-old woman can start. And we have a lot of these 8-year-old women that come to us, and within 1 hour they learn how to train, how to create her way of eating or relaxation, how to be mindful in the way that she does what she does, and how to train, how to do limited motions and find the way in the whole training that she can help herself and improve her physicality in a slow and progressive adaptive way.
There are so many points in your book, and when you're talking about 80-year-olds and doing something like this, it's marvelous because you can, at any age, work with your body, and it is very responsive. It's amazing. Even if people have some physical problems, they have certain issues, you can begin right where you are right now. And it will happen. Now, you have quite a section on body weight. And so many people, and I know especially women, and I raise my hand, once they're in menopause, then they are going, their bodies are going through incredible changes. And it's as if the weight just comes on, and you really wish you had an automatic sculpting machine where you could step in, they zip it on and zip it off. And you come out looking just great, but it doesn't work that way. It's sort of, it's like someone's power-packed unit says, here, honey, you're going to have to carry
it. You know, even if you did, if you even had that thing, you know, it wouldn't work either because you would need really lifestyle to maintain it.
That's true.
The problem is that even if you go to surgeries or you go and dehydrate yourself, whatever you do that does not support your lifestyle, the lifestyle that is the happy body or the beautiful lifestyle that you can have and know how to maintain, you will never succeed. So you in a way, you would need to go through the process of becoming anyway and then embracing that lifestyle that is like beautiful music that you engage and you are the pianist and your body is the piano. And then you play this music and you play this music and your piano gets better and you as pianist gets better as well. And that is the happy body. And it was encouraged, I think, by Chopra that I read his book, Quantum Healing. I think the story is there when he talks about 90-year-old pianist that is in the room and he has these hands that, you know, the knuckles are arthritic and he plays, he bangs on the piano, the music is not good. But after 10, 15 minutes, that hands, you know, became better and better, and he started playing beautiful music. And, you know, it was amazing. And I thought about, you know, that story stuck in me, and then I thought, you know what? We need a program that would create that the hands of the whole body would be the hands of this pianist, that when we do it and the body wakes up and finds the places and rhythm and becomes alive and well. So that's how we created the hobby body, with that image of this pianist's hands.
Now, you talk about fat ratio relative to muscle ratio, and of course muscle weighs more than fat, and every one of us is different. And I know you have weight tables in there, and in your book here you've got them. But when someone comes in and they have, you know, let's say 30% body fat, and you go, well, you know, how do you want to look at this? What do you want to do? What do you tell them? Because so many people, I know I was one of them, they're on what you call the diet yo-yos. They'll go to this program or that program. They maybe lose a lot of weight, and then it comes back really fast. And like you said a moment ago, it's a lifestyle. It's a way of life. It's not that you have a piece of chocolate cake, you know, a couple of times a year. That's not going to be a bad thing. But it's a lifestyle that you want to be comfortable with. And we live in very interesting times. People have access to more food at this time in history. I don't know that it's unprecedented. I can't go back into other times of history, but we just have a phenomenal amount of food, and I'm very grateful for it, that we have available. But everybody's metabolism is different, and a lot of people, all they have to do is look at something, and they put 6 inches on around their waist. what can we do? You have some wonderful tips on here on how not to lose weight. I mean, if you're trying to, things that you don't do to lose weight, and then if you want to lose weight, the way to go about it. Give us a few of those.
Well, you know, everyone that comes to us wants to have a better life. There is, and I believe that everyone wants that. It just sometimes we are engaged in certain activities that are not supporting our efforts. And because of it, we are in this negative addiction. And negative addiction is when our efforts are, you know, more than benefits. And, you know, we need to turn into positive addiction, something that what we do is going to create what we want. So it's going to happen. And then when we feel it, then we will go and do and give ourselves. So how it works and how it's supposed to work. First of all, food has to be nourishing, and food has to be delivered every 3 hours to the body, and that helps to utilize the fat. Also, food should be anti-inflammatory and nourishing the body with everything what the body wants, so it should be complete. Then exercise shouldn't be any kind of endurance exercise, because once you do endurance training, that endurance causes muscle loss. And everyone almost in that came to us, every person has not enough muscle. So we are all underweight. Whether we are 100 pounds or 200 pounds or 300 pounds, all people are underweight. It means we don't have enough muscle. We have too much fat. So, you know, everybody needs to actually gain weight. So when you said that you were like 20s or 30s and now you are older and you are different and metabolic rate, yes, true. But you are actually smaller today than you were when you were a teenager. So what to do with it? So aging process is muscle loss. So people lose weight when they age, and metabolic rate goes down, and actually we eat more, and because of involvement in the, you know, endurance system, we actually create more muscle loss. So what is the solution? Interval and strength training is only the solution for people. The worst thing that you can do actually when you want to lose weight would be stand on a treadmill. It's better not to do at all anything, because if you don't do anything, at least you do not lose your muscle when you lose weight. And the the last thing that is very important is stress and how to deal with the stress. So how the happy body deals with it, that we make every exercise mindful. So every movement, every breath in the happy body is set. So you do one thing at a time. When you curl your toes up, you curl your toes up, and you know it. So awareness is there. When you breathe in, you breathe in. When you finish that, you lift weight. When you finish lifting, you lower it down. And when you exhale and release, you exhale and release. So you're aware of everything what happens. Because of this mindful way of approaching to exercise, a person forgets about the overwhelming thoughts in the brain that they are with that person because of work or whatever it is. And that helps, and that helps to be in the training that is mindful at that time, to forget a little bit for this 30, 40 minutes about the world around. And that forgetting about that world around helps the person to release the stress. So when a person finishes, the happy body comes out, it's kind of like puzzled what happened and spaced out a little bit. But that's actually a good thing, because at that time the person comes back and finds himself or herself more pleasant than normal. You know, it's more, feels like release, feels a little bit happier and joyful. And at the end of the workout, we give people this meditation and relaxation piece of music that they listen to for 5 minutes. And the purpose is to switch this sympathetic nervous system that uses muscle as fuel to use fat as fuel. So when you look at the whole synergy between food that would be created and created to utilize the fat slowly out of the system, and when you go into the exercise system that utilizes interval training and help people to be mindful and gain muscle and utilize fat during that that training, and when you go to relaxation and think about what happens there, that when we actually calmer throughout the day, when we are pleasant, we actually use more fat as fuel. So the synergy between these three creates this ability to use as much fat as fuel from our body. And if it happens, we are under-eating, we don't even have hunger at all, and we feel good, we are losing weight, and we are also establishing slowly this joyful and pleasant lifestyle. We feel better about ourselves, and we feel like we are slowly getting control over this immense yo-yo, whatever you said, and inability to control, because all the time, somehow, everything was either not created the right way, or it was too fast, the promises were too fast, or it was not the right thing to do. So to really create this magic that can happen, you know, took us 22 years.
Well, I know we are just about out of time. Your book is incredibly amazing, and the information in it is terrific, and it's something I would say for any of my listeners, if you get it, you're going to want to go to the sections that you're most interested in. Maybe it's their diet recommendations, etc. But if you go through it once, and then go through it a second time, and then put it away, and then go through it again. And I am, and always have, enjoyed exercise. That's not been an issue for me. But I really learned some things about food and eating. And we don't have the opportunity to go into that, but there are just some, also some marvelous recipes. I mean, this, your book is absolutely amazing. And there's just such good information here, and the stories of people that have seen results. And I do have to say with a sense of pride, and I'm going to say it on the air, I have the flexibility that you describe in here. And it just, I just had to chuckle because I can put my palms, my wrists on the floor. I mean, it's all of this stuff. And I go, hey, that's not too bad. But
the book was created to have this pleasant, beautiful experience as the book. And it to help people that they do they love exercises, but they don't like the dieting, to help them to embrace the dieting, or to help people who are spiritual, they don't like exercise, they don't like control of food, to help them too, that there is such a thing as youthfulness, and it's more complex, and it's okay to embrace all of it. It's helping people who love the dieting but hate exercise to embrace exercise. So we created this pleasant book, that actually humble book, that addresses all these issues, that people could find themselves inside and that could find the balance and synergy for themselves.
What is your website? I know we're out of time here, and I want my people to know, those that are listening, where they can go to find out more about your wonderful publication.
The web page is thehappybody.com, and there is a lot of information there. Also, the book is already on Amazon as well as on Kindle, so it can be downloaded everywhere and ordered through Amazon. And we are in the process of distribution, so the book should be in some months in bookstores.
Oh, that is wonderful. I'm so grateful to have had this time with you. You and your wife and your family, just, you're an outstanding example of what we can look to and enjoy, and that being fit and just being the way we want to be is something we should enjoy the process. And you and your book definitely bring that forth. So I compliment you on this. And again, thank you very much, Jerzy Gregorek, for being my guest today. The book is The Happy Body. Start now. Look at it today. You're more than welcome. We're taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. Telephone lines are now open. If you'd like to let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, I would be delighted to do that. Give me a call at 888-815-9756. Before I go to the astrological, and this will be finishing out the entire zodiac, Aquarius and Pisces, for your summer horoscope, what I wanted to do was give you information about shows that I'm coming up to do. One of them will be on the 20th, Sunday, on Bipolar Radio with Susan and Bert at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Now, you can find them on Bipolar Nation Radio on Facebook, or you can go to www.latalkradio.com. Callers will be more than welcome at 323-203-0815. And then on Sunday, June 27th at 3:30 p.m. Central Time, or excuse me, Pacific Time, I'm going to be on air live with Denise Barnes, who is the host of the talk show Differences out of Nashville, Tennessee. And it'll be with station WVOL1470.com. So those are shows that are coming up. And don't forget, if you've got a paranormal story, I want to hear from you. I want you to send it to me via email because I'm putting a book together, 100 Stories, and I'd like to hear yours. And it can be about ghosts. It can be about out-of-body experiences, near death. There's just dreams, whatever it is that has had a profound effect on your life. I would like to have that story. So send it along to me, to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. Donna at DelphiInternational.com. Okay, last two signs of the zodiac, Aquarius and Pisces. I've covered all the rest. So for this summer, regarding romance and family, if you've got a Mr. or Ms. Special in your life, you're going to find that your communication is going to become even better. And building links, or maybe you'd want to use the term bridges, in relationships with other people and making them strong and sound is going to be very significant to you this summer season. Also, you're going to find associations with family members or extended family. You know, people that you consider family are going to become stronger. When it comes to money for you Aquarians, and you do like those dollars, who doesn't? Well, you're going to find that you really have to pay attention to your credit rating because you're going to need to save as much money as you possibly can. There's something special you're going to be wanting to do within the next couple of years, and cash talks, as you know, so you want to be sure that you save as much as possible. And do your homework. If you're investing, make sure it's an area of investment that you really like. Also, you're going to have a chance to do some real special traveling. And it's as if you may want to go someplace that activates memory lane in your mind. But it's you're just wanting to do something that is bringing the past up into the present in a very special way. Now, for those of you under the sign of Pisces, yes, you are really wanting to take charge of your environment, especially with the relationships of people that are around you. You're going to want to really look at all the different facets or different sides of what you may be dealing with. If they're confrontational situations, you're going to say, why is this happening with me? What do I need to do? And it's not going to come from a blame game positioning. You're going to look at it more like a researcher saying, I need to know about this. Maybe a better word to use would be a detective. Also, you are going to find that you are really going to be very, very focused and oriented towards what you want to achieve for yourself. Under the sign of Pisces, you may even decide that you want to go into your own business, but I would say make sure you've got those mentors with you that'll give you that support that you need. Travel, well, you are going to decide you really want to make a very special trip when you travel this year. You want to really be sure that where you go, you're going to be able to have the time, number one, to enjoy it to the fullest, and number two, you're going to make your plans with your money so that everything's going to fall into place. You don't want to take a trip. You'd rather stay at home and not go anywhere except maybe just some local stuff if you can't have the cash in your pocket to do the trip that you really want to do. So if you feel like you've got to wait, you'll wait. But you're going to be very practical with this, and you're going to be very glad that you have that kind of an attitude. Donna Sebo here, and I want you to know telephone lines are open. And if you'd like to chat with me, the telephone number to call in to is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. With Jerzy Gregorek today, there was so much good information in his book. There was just not going to be time. We could talk for hours about the information and the research that has come out of what he and his wife have done. But I thought I would share with you some of the things that really enable you to be fit. And they're just little tidbits that I thought you might enjoy. An extra apple a day results in 15 pounds of fat in a year. An extra apple a day, 15 pounds of fat a year. Dieting without exercise makes you lose muscle. Now, a lot of us have known that. If you go on a strict diet, gee, you go down and you've taken off the 20 pounds, well, you're going to lose a heck of a lot of muscle. And you cannot lose weight through exercise alone. Trust me, I know that one. Holy Moses, I can remember walking 5 miles a day. Doing the same exercise routine every day means you'll do it well forever. Now, doing it well is very important. So if you learn how to do something, it makes a difference. Learn how to do it well. Just some tips there from Jersey. This is our caller for today. Welcome to the show. We're going to tell you how it's done here on the Donna Sebo Show. Welcome. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Donna?
Yes.
Oh, you were there. Okay. This is Barbara from Palo Alto, California.
Hi, Barbara. Welcome to the show. I know the sun is shining where you are, and I want you to huff and puff and blow some up this way. We've been having a lot of rain. We need some sunshine. We need some of those golden seeds. We had it for one day last week. You would have thought the whole state was going insane. Everybody was just smiling. It was marvelous.
The sun is lovely.
Oh, I know, I know. California is my original home place, so I just really empathize with it. Okay, hon, let's get down to business with you. Barbara, you have a very level-headed way of dealing with life, and I like how you're doing it, but I want you to lighten up a little bit. You have been putting yourself under so much stress because you're trying to attain perfection. Now, I have nothing against wanting to aspire for something, but you need to relax a little bit and take some more time for yourself. Loosen up, because you are putting out so much energy that you're literally depleting yourself. And I think you just need to make it okay that you just go walk along a beach or wherever it is that, excuse me, that you'd really feel good with. But you need to know that you've got sort of a limbo period here. And I'm getting two to three. So I don't know if it's 2 to 3 weeks or 2 to 3 months. It could be 2 to 3 months. And you're in it right now. You're right in the middle of it. And you may get very discouraged. And boy, do I know how that feels. And you'll just go, is this ever going to end? Woe is me. Okay. I want you to be mindfully present with the awareness of something. And that is, I want you to utilize this limbo period. It's here for a reason. You need to take the time. If you decide you just want to go have a mud bath every day, go have the mud bath. Don't feel guilty about it. If you need to take a nap, if you wanted to just write, if you wanted to go out and plant 2,000 iris or whatever you want to do that's not what I call work-related. And being out in a garden for you, whether you're walking through a garden or whether you are putting one together, is absolutely balancing. It does wonderful things for you. You come in invigorated. You don't mind getting dirty. That's not the issue. It's just something. It's like you develop a rhythm. If you're out there working in the yard, you just develop this rhythm. Take your watch off. Don't worry about the time. If you have to have a timer set because maybe you've only got 2 hours, you've got something you've got to do, fine. Then get yourself a portable clock. Set the timer so it bongs real loudly. And then you say, okay, that's enough, I let it go. But what's happening here is that you're getting a little bit of a reprieve. At the end of the 2 to 3 cycle, you're going to be bombarded. And you're going to look back on this limbo cycle saying, oh, I wish I'd taken advantage of it. You are in this lull because you have got a very intensive patterning that's coming up starting about September the 16th. I wanted to say the 9th, but I think it's going to be the 16th. And it's going to start then, and then it's going to really move forward. And you're not going to have time to fiddle around with anything. So if you need to go to the dentist, go to the dentist. If you need to do stuff that's sort of frivolous and silly and cleaning up clutter, this is the time to do it. It's okay. Go for it. And enjoy your limbo time. Do you have a question for me, dear?
Well, you're very right on. And I am in the process of preparing my house to sell. And it does feel like limbo. Sometimes I really can't get an arm around it because there's so much to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my garden. I've got a huge garden. And I'm trying to step away from it because there's other things that need packing and preparing and painting. And given that I'm in the process of getting my house ready to sell, I'm wondering if I'm going to hit the market and timing correctly.
Don't even go there. What you want to do is quiet yourself down. The house is going to sell. I don't see it selling right away. If you're giving yourself a month to put it up, that's smart. That is smart,
yeah.
Because you're going to need that much time. If you have any friends that would be willing to assist you, try to make a project list. This is very practical, but just try to make a project list. Itemize everything out and see if you have some people that could help you go through certain segments of that, and that'll speed it up for you. But you need to also make it okay that you sit down on a box, have a cup of tea, and maybe, you know, a chocolate-covered cookie or whatever. Make light of it. Don't take it so seriously. But you do have to stage your house, and it'll sell quickly.
Oh, I do have to stage the house.
Yes. You need to look at your house, get most of the stuff out of your house, just have the bare minimum while you're there. So just look at everything that you can take out of there and get it ready, because if you want it to move, it has to be staged.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It does. So after the 16th of September, what do you see opening up?
Well, we're going to need to go on a break.
Or you, travel?
Would you stay on the line, because we're going to take a break?
Sure.
Okay. This is Barbara. You can call in, too, if you like, 888-815-9756. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break for just a moment, come back, get Barbara's question, and then we'll be talking to you if you like. Don't go away.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604, or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Don't forget, give me a call if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. Let's go back to Barbara. Barbara, what was your question for me?
Oh, my question was, after the 16th of September, what kind of things are going to start to open up? Will it be work-related, relocation, travel, a boyfriend?
Well, I'm not picking up so much on the traveling. It is going to be work-related. It is going to be related also to the fact that you're changing your lifestyle. There's going to be more social interaction with other people. And you are going to find yourself finally in a situation where you're able to indulge, if you will, in areas of interest that you have longed to be able to be involved with, but either didn't have the time or the resources. There was always something that would come up. So you're in a very determined patterning, and this will include work, that is going to bring a dynamic into your life. I think that you're selling the house and shifting into another locale really has been something you've wanted for a number of years. And you have just sort of hesitated because of certain responsibilities, and you wanted to make sure you had all of your ducks in a row, so to speak. Well, now you've got them all waddling and quacking in the right rhythm, and you just have to get all the final touches in place so that you can go the direction you want.
Well, that's very accurate. You know, the gardening thing is real big. You picked up that. I mean, I always walk in the garden. It just puts me at peace.
Mm-hmm. That's
great.
And
I love
for you.
The dirt.
Mm-hmm. And it's good. I mean, it really is something for you that if you're very agitated, if ever you deal with grief, if ever you're mad, it doesn't make any difference. All you have to do is go get on those gloves and just go on out, get dirty. And it just grounds you so fast. You just get clear thinking very quickly. In fact, that's the best thing for you to do when you have challenges in front of you so that you, instead of letting your energy scatter, which was the pattern that you had many years ago, you pull it all in. You literally suck it in because you're out there involved in nature in one way or another. And before you know it, you've got it all ironed out in your head. And it's a discipline that I think serves you well. Not a lot of people can do that, and you can. And that's a positive.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. And the limbo thing is right. It's just, you know, it's pretty big to sort out the chaos and the preparation.
But it's part of your learning curve. It's part of your release. It's part of your experience at this moment, and just savor it. Anytime you start getting anxious, think of what I've said. Savor it. Get yourself a cup of tea and a piece of chocolate and just say, this is pretty cool. It's all right. I can pack all of this stuff up. I can put everything away. It's okay. Isn't this wonderful? This house is being prepared for a new family. This is great. I just want it to be sparkling so that when somebody walks in, they go, wow, I just love it here. That's what you want. So I want you to have joy in this process. It is a point of liberation for you, and it is going to be a blessing to whoever moves into your environment because you're going to have it in such order. They're just going to walk in like they did a friend of mine that I told them to have with their home. I said, make sure, because they had this place, they'd had to remodel it and everything else. I said, just know that when you walk in there, I said, take care of all the little details, all the little tiny things. That if this was a place you walked into, what you'd look at. And they followed my recommendation. Do you know their house it was sold. Two days. And it was a teacher that was transferring in from another school district, and she was looking for a place that she didn't even have to be bothered with. She had looked at all kinds of places. She walked into their place, and she goes, I can move in, and I don't have to do anything. She was thrilled. So keep that in mind when you're doing your work.
That's very good. So you're saying that after the 16th, I'm going to have some opportunities to do what I want to do finally.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Barbara. And I want to thank you for calling in today.
Thank you. Thank you, Donna. You're very good.
Well, thank you very much. Share the show with your friends. Is this the first time you've called in?
It is the first time. I've been listening for a while, and I've heard you before over the last 5 or 6 years, and you always hit the target immediately.
Thank you. That's a compliment.
Thank you for that,
thank
because
you.
Not too many people can do that, and I will share this with other people around here.
Please do. Oh, and if you have a story about the paranormal, send me an email because I'm putting a book together. I'm collecting 100 stories, and all you have to do is send me an email and share it with your friends. If they've had an unusual experience that really had an impact on their life, I want to hear about it because I want 100 stories. Okay, and my email address is donna@delphiinternational.com.
Okay, are you going to, do you want to use real names or anything or not?
Well, I prefer you using your real name. Now, you can always say, I don't want my real name used, that's fine. But the experiences I want, I need the contact information too, because when it comes time to do the book, a publisher may want to have the, you know, somebody sent something via email saying it's okay for me to use it, you know, that type of thing. So these are just procedures that we go through. But I'm collecting them right now. I'm putting them into a file. So if you have some and your friends have some, send them along.
Oh, I have plenty. My friends think I'm crazy, but that's too bad.
That's great. Hun, I've got to go. Thank you for being with me today. I really appreciate it. This is Donna Sebo. My goodness, this hour just flies by. Hey, tomorrow we're talking with William Powers, 12 by 12. This is a man who lived in a house, 12 feet by 12 feet. That's tiny, folks. Well, he had some powerful experiences there. We're going to hear about that tomorrow. And then on Friday, we're going to be talking about how you can develop your psychic ability. So join me. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You are in charge of your mind, your essence, your spirit. Don't ever relinquish that to anyone, and take joy in the fact, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what's going on, good, bad, or indifferent, life never stands still. It's always moving forward, and that is very, very positive. Donna Sebo here. Talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.